Yeah, so I'm one of the rare Bitcoiners. Back in 2012, you know, I studied finance in undergrad during the 2008 financial crisis. I graduated in 2010, so that was right smack in the middle. And, you know, being in school in the 2008 financial crisis really shook my faith in the existing system. I realized that every book I read, everyone on TV, all my professors didn't know shit. And they had this whole elaborate structure built on how the Fed works, how the Treasury works, how they're able to, you know, project and somehow navigate this incredibly complex environment, which is the economy. And then you realize, wait, they actually have no idea what they're doing. What's cool about Bitcoin is that it really is a rejection of all mainstream economics, not just a rejection of like the banking system and the Fed, but of all academics, all like almost nearly every single economist in the world. It's rejection of their ideas. And it goes back to an older form of economics that was popular called Austrian economics. Essentially, you know, in Keynesian economics, so there's two types of economic thought, Keynesian and Austrian. Keynesian is the current modern day economics thought, which is about government should heavily influence the economy and stimulate growth. Whereas Austrians were more hands-off, decentralized sort of economics. And so Bitcoin harkens back to that day, back to that sort of thought.